Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Shkalim. We've been on the topic of extra money, right? If money was set aside for the Machzor Shekel, for Korban Chatos, then what happens to it? So we're going to actually elaborate on this topic a little bit more. So we start off with what we already know, Mishnehei. Mosar Shkalim, Chulin, right? If there's leftovers from the money you set aside for your Shkalim that you were collecting and gathering for your Shkalim, and you actually collected more than you need, so the leftovers are chulin. And this ruling, of course, follows the view of Beis Hillel in Mishneh Gimel. Now, the next category has three items in it. Well, more than three, but three groups of items. First of all, Mosar Asiris Ha'efa. Asiris Ha'efa is a tenth of an Efa. It's an amount of flour, amount of soles. And here we're referring to the Korban Chatas of a very poor person who can't afford the animal, and he can't even afford the birds. So therefore, he would bring a flour-based korban chatos, right? That's a mincha. And it is one-tenth of an eifa. One-tenth of an eifa, here it's called a siris eifa, and sometimes in the Torah it's called a siris eifa. More often, we actually refer to that as an isaron, a tenth. So if you have extra from this the money you set aside to bring your Korban chatas, your minchas chatas, right? Your minchas chote. So then, what do you do with it? In the same category is mosar kine zavim, kine zavos, and kine yoldos. Zavim, zavos, and yoldos, all people who give birth, people who, men who had a ziva, and women who had a ziva, part of their tahara process involves bringing karbanos all the way at the end. At the end of their period of tumah, they go to the mikvah, they become tahor, and then the following day they have to bring karbanos. And the karbanos, for each of them, are a cain. A cain is a nest, and what we mean here, every time the Mishnah refers to a cain, referring to a pair of birds. They have to bring a pair of birds. One of these birds is a karban chatas, and one of these birds is a karban ola. And so each of these three people, Azav, Azava, and Ayoledes, has to bring two birds, one is a chatas and one is an ola. So if a person set aside, a man or a woman set aside the money for this purpose, and then they had extra, so what do they do with the money? And the third group in this category is v'chataos v'ashamos, a carbon chatas itself, an actual animal carbon that is for atonement on a sin. And an asham is also for atonement about certain specific sins. So an asham is almost a variant on a chatas. So we have three groups in this group, right? The mincha chatas, minchas chote of a poor person. We have the leftovers of that, the leftovers of the birds from the zav, nezavos, and yoledos, and the actual leftovers from the actual animals of a korban chatas or a korban asham. So in all of these cases, mosreim nedava. The extras goes to nedava, meaning it goes to the base of Mikdash, to the shofaros, where they collect the money for olos nedava to be brought during kites mizbeach, when the mizbeach is not busy. And so we bring korbanos to keep it busy for its honor and glory and for the building of the relationship between Kal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zekhal, this is the general rule. This is the general rule that applies to everything in that category. Kol shehu ba l'shem chatas l'shem ashma mosar nedava. Anything that has to do, any korban that is related in any way to sin or atonement, the extras go to nedava. And all of these korbanos in this list are related in some way to chatas or nasham, right? The asir sa'efa is a chatas. The kinezavos, and yoldos have one chatas and one ola. And the chatos and nashamos are also chatos and nashamos. So all of these have something to do with sin. Now, why a yoledes brings a carbon chatas, right? A chatas bird is a great question, but not one we're going to talk about today. It's a great question for another time. But all of these are sin offerings, and therefore the extras have to go to Olos Nedava. Moving into the next category, Mosar Ola La Ola. If you set aside money for a Korban Ola and you have leftovers, so you bring another Korban Ola. If you have a Mosar Mincha La Mincha, if you have extras from your Korban Mincha, you bring in another Korban Mincha. Mosar Shlamim La Shlamim. If you have leftovers from your Korban Shlamim, bring another Korban Shlamim. Mosar Pesach La Shlamim. If you have leftovers from your Korban Pesach, so you use that money for shlamim, because after all, the Karban Pesach, not on Pesach, is a shlamim. And so really, Mosar Pesach is itself a shlamim. And so it's shlamim money, or shlamim animal even, and so it needs to be used for shlamim. Now all of these, right, in Ola, Amincha, a shlamim, and Pesach Shlomim is mana, which is a shlamim, these are all karbanos that can be donated. They can be donated because I feel like bringing a karban. And I don't have, they're not obligations. And so therefore, there's no reason to say, well, do something else with the money. In the case of a chatas, so if you brought your chatas, you don't have to bring another chatas. You're not going to wait around until you do another sin. That doesn't make any sense. So you bring it, turn it into an osadala. But here, a carbon ola, if you have extra for carbon ola, so use that money for another carbon ola. You don't have enough, so wait until you build up more and then bring another carbon ola. In other words, since it's a nedava, we're just gonna roll it over to the next set of nedavos. And then you'll bring the same thing. Now, the last category in our Mishnah is leftovers from money that was raised for a purpose. Okay, so Mosar Nazirim, if the community or somebody raised money for poor Nazirim, right? Somebody who makes a vow to be a Nazir, he has to not cut his hair and not become Tameh and not drink wine and eat grapes, etc. for a period of time until the end of his Nether is over. And at the end of that time, he has to bring Karbanos. Now, a poor Nazir wouldn't be able to afford those Karbanos necessarily. And so there might be a collection for people to donate money to help poor Nazirim bring these karbanos. So if these Nazirim that you're buying, right, you collect money for Nazirim, but then all the Nazirim that you wanted to help are done. So you have leftover money. So most are Nazirim, the Nazirim. So save it for other Nazirim. There's always going to be more Nazirim. So if you have money left over that was collected for the purpose of helping out poor Nazirim with their karbanos, then you have to keep it to that purpose. So you wait until you have more Nazirim and give them the money. Most are Nazir, but if it's left over for an individual Nazir, so an individual put aside money for his Karbanos Nazir, or somebody else put aside money for his Karbanos Nazir, so that is Linadava. That is similar to Karban Chatas, in that you're not going to automatically be obligated to bring another Karban Nazir, and therefore, anything left over, you just roll it into an Olas Nadava, in the pushka, right, in the shofar, in the mikdash. Moser aniyim. What if we're collecting money for poor people, right? Poor people need food. And so we're collecting money for the poor people to eat. But we've fed all the poor people, and we have leftover money. So moser aniyim, la aniyim. Extra money that you collected for the poor people has to be saved for other poor people, or the same poor people another time. It has to go to the poor. Moser ani. If you collected for a specific ani, la'oso ani, then that ani gets the money. If you collected for Reuven specifically, you know, Reuven needs help, then even if Reuven gets enough donations that he no longer needs help, the money was donated to Reuven, and therefore it has to go to Reuven. Moser shivuyim, if we collected money for captives. There are captives, and we need to redeem them. It's a big mitzvah that if a Jew is taken captive by pirates or whatever, to redeem them. And so we're collecting money for pidyon shvuyim, to redeem these captives. And then we use it, and we have money left. So most shvuyim, l'shvuyim. So save it till the next time. There will unfortunately be more shvuyim. And so save the money in the Pidyon Shvuyim fund, and then you'll use it for Shvuyim when the time rolls around. Mosar Shavui, if you raised money for a specific captive in order to redeem him, and in the end you collected more than you needed, Laoso Shavui, you collected it for him. So you have to give it to him. Now, the key piece in both the Ani and the Shavui is that when you collect money on somebody's behalf, there's kind of a little bit of embarrassment in there, right? It's embarrassing to him that people are going around saying, you know, Reuven needs help. And even though he does, and so he's not objecting, and he actually is quite grateful, but at the same time, there's some embarrassment involved here. And since his personal embarrassment basically paid for this money, as it were, right? He earned this money with his embarrassment. And so it's not appropriate to take this money that was raised on his embarrassment and give it to anybody other than him. And that's why the Moser Ani Lo Oso Ani and Moser Shavu Lo Oso Shavu. And that may, in fact, play a role in the next category, in the next example within this category. Moser Hamesim. If we are collecting money for Kavura, right? We have poor people can't afford to get buried, and we're raising money to help them have funerals, right? To help them pay for funeral, for cemetery plots and funerals, etc. And so we're raising money for dead people for to be buried, and we have extra. So Moser Hamesim Lamesim. So we save it for the future for more poor dead people, so that other poor people can be buried in the future. Moser Hames. Now, what about if you raised money specifically for the funeral costs of a specific person? So now we have a three-way machlokas tanaim, and it hinges on what we talked about before, about the money being raised, but in his name. So there's some embarrassment involved here. So the Tanakhama says, Moser Hames Liyarshav. The money that was raised in the name of this dead person and was used to bury him, and now we have extra, it should go to his inheritors, because he would want his inheritors to benefit from his embarrassment. And so, therefore, that's what you should do with it. Rabbi Meir says, Moser Hamesi Munachat Shiyavo Eliyahu. If there is leftovers from collecting for an individual mace, it has to sit permanently, and it can't be used. Just put it aside, because we just don't know. What do we not know? We don't know if he would be okay with his relatives benefiting from his embarrassment. After all, it was his embarrassment, not theirs. And so, would he be okay with that money that he was embarrassed for going to his Yorshim? It's a good question, Rabbi Meir says. So we're not sure. And since we're not sure, we can't give it to the Yorshim. Rabbi Nassan has another idea. Rabbi Nassan actually says, no, he probably would be embarrassed and would not want them to have the money. And therefore, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Moser Hames, Bonin Lo Nefesh Al Kivro. You know, take the extra money and build him a nice gravestone, right? Build him like a nice tomb around his grave, or nice signs and decorative whatever to decorate his grave with expensive marble stone. But the point is, this money was raised on his name, on his embarrassment, and therefore he is the only one who gets to benefit from it. And though he's dead, he can still benefit by having a nice grave.